Thank you, Nima. Help a brother out. I gotta know what to say. I don't want to say no C jumbo, cause you see, then I'm sounding like I'm a foreigner, like I'm a what do they call? What is it? 24th.
Oh no, I'm just doing that for when I save it.
Oh, wonderful. Everybody, you know you have the option to record yourself. How do y'all pronounce that, Abdullah? Okay. Salamatu, I assume. Or Inzuri. Okay. All right. So now.
Yeah, I remember Inzuri. I don't remember Salamatu.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great. Okay,
oh,
good.
Okay.
That's good. There you go. You had two instructors, or have had her, and now you got a new one. Okay.
Asana.
Yeah, boo. So let's see if I can pull up for you. Mama, I am Ott, and I worked on this on how we're going to roll with this iStudent News. And so, Mama, I don't know. I'm going to I was thinking of showing them the diagram because I didn't get to translate that diagram into, you know, the kind of narrative. But if you did, we can. So tell me where you are on that.
No, I wasn't able to get the diagram, get it in anything that I could use. It's in picture form. I just don't have the technical savvy right now to pull it up, other than what we got on Word, and I haven't even done that because I was really concentrating on some of the other stuff, Bob, after I left you. Trying to get the vocabulary and the Grammar Girl tips up and getting that test ready.
All right, great.
So that's what I focused on. I'm sorry.
No, it's good. I'm just checking. If you've done it, I was going to have you pull it up, but what I want to do is I'll pull it up for all of us. And while we do that, we certainly would love links put in the text chat. Yes, that's what we want. We'd love links in your text chat to your articles. But before we get into them, in fact, why don't we? I'm gonna get this to you. Put the link in the text chat. Click on it, and you, each of you, go to it, read it, and make comments. Because peer review is going to be critical in this process.
Do you want written comments or oral?
What do you want, Mama? I was thinking written, right in the comment section for people to give them some comments, but I'm open to oral as well.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how you prefer to see it. I think written would be good for the students so that when they come out of the class, they'll still have, you know, comments that they can look at.
Bet.
But oral is good too.
Yeah, so why don't you do, because I'm getting that page up, or just uploading it to the wiki, or to a link, so that you just click on those links. What is that? I see.
Okay, why don't we take Abdullah first, since he was the first one out the gate. Okay, we'll go to Abdullah's link.
Are you guys all there?
No, I'm not there yet. Yeah, I'm there.
Okay.
This is about Lance Armstrong, right?
Yes.
Okay, take it away.
Lance Armstrong and doping don't go together, right? He is a cancer survivor, a proven winner, and he cares about the community. He doesn't do drugs, right? According to ESPN and Sports Illustrated, he does. Even though there have been allegations before, this time it seems that there are more people speaking up about it. In Sports Illustrated, one of his trainers... Sports Illustrated, one of his trainers and a former teammate to be exact, Lance Armstrong said he has nothing to worry about on any level over new doping allegations raised in a report by Sports Illustrated, but the evidence is mounting. Former teammate Floyd Landis told the magazine in 2003 that in 2003, Swiss customs officials found drugs and syringes in Armstrong's duffel bag, but did not detain him. Additionally, Sports Illustrated reported that Armstrong tested over the testosterone ratio limit 3 times, but each test could not be confirmed and thus was not reported as a positive. Of course, Armstrong denied this. There have been sources reporting that he still has connection to Dr. Michelle Ferrari, the controversial doctor accused of doping another writer through 2009. Lance Armstrong did publicly sever connections with Ferrari in 2004, and the accusations against the doctor were heating up. Armstrong spokesman Mark Fabiani calls the Sports Illustrated report old news and from the old discredited sources. It seems MLB asked to me. The person is accused, he denies some more, then he finally confesses. But being that he is my favorite athlete, I hope this isn't true. Maybe, he is actually telling the truth. Then again, why would anyone say anything about it unless they already knew? This is the story I will be following closely.
Okay, very good. Comments orally before you all start writing from your fellow students. Nima, Safia, what was your first impression of after reading and listening to this?
My first impression is that this is the kind of article that's going to have a follow-up.
This is the kind of article that what, Safia?
Is going to have a follow-up.
Okay, so you're seeing this as a continuing sort of saga, sort of, huh?
Yes.
Okay, what about the, who's next?
I thought I had...
Is that Nima?
I thought I had good information in it. I thought it was a way too, like, biased.
You thought it was
was like openly biased instead of like, you know, naturally. It was like, it wasn't fact-based enough.
Okay, now what was the bias that you picked up?
At the end, the last paragraph.
No, before that. Before he presented his bias at the last paragraph, what in the rest of the article led you to believe that he was pro Armstrong?
It was only at the end was did it seem more biased.
I got a question here. Do y'all have headsets? So y'all back in the same room? Seems like you are. And do you have headsets?
I have headphones, but for some reason it's not working when it comes into the TeamSpeak room, because it works when I listen to music, but not when I'm in a TeamSpeak room.
Okay, go up to settings, please, in TeamSpeak. Go to options. Choose playback. And choose your playback device. Can you do it that way? Do you see your headset? Nima, do you have a headset? Okay. The reason is even if one of you do, it'll be helpful. But certainly it's best for both of you, so we're not getting echoes and y'all don't have to do that coordinating, turning stuff down, although y'all did masterfully with that last semester, but I know that's a lot of work. All right, I just wanted to do that technical piece. Abdullah, were you able to, is it coming out of your mic now? Okay, I can take care of that.
Now she's using my headphones.
Okay, so you switch that way. All right. Are you still hearing an echo from me?
I'm not.
All right. Okay. Continue, Mama Mott, please.
I have to disagree with Neil's comment because I did give facts, actually kind of putting him in a bad light as far as the evidence and such, so I don't think that it was completely biased. If anything, it was kind of making him look bad in a way.
Safia, how do you feel about the comments made so far?
Pertaining to his bias?
Yes.
I don't think it was biased. Like, I think in the last paragraph he did state that he had an opinion, but I don't think that the article was swayed.
Okay, well, I pretty much side with, at this point I'm siding with Safia and Abdullah. I did not pick up bias, Nima, until the very end, and I'm saying like, oh, he's his favorite athlete, huh? I was a little surprised based on what he was saying. A question, Abdullah, what is MLB? Because I don't, I'm not much into sports, so what does that mean?
It's baseball. Basically, in baseball, taking steroids, illegal steroids and growth hormones is very popular. Like, a lot of the popular players that have all these records took steroids, and they launched a big investigation, and, like, all these people started denying that they didn't take steroids, and it was found out that they did, and then they confessed.
Right, but what is MLB-esque? You said it seems MLB-esque to me. What do you mean by that?
That's the league. It's called Major League Baseball.
Okay. I wonder if there is some other way you could get that esque to it. I mean, would the average sports reader know what you meant by MLBS?
I think so.
Okay, but see, that's something you wouldn't want to think about in terms of establishing your appeal to your readers. And you're, encompassing as much understanding to all the readers that will be reading this article. See if you can, I like the concept of the S part where you're making it like, using that ESQU adjective format. But the MLB part, I think you might want to reconsider that. And the other thing, too, is, I don't have a sense of timing as to, like, is this old stuff that happened, or is this a new development? Okay, that makes it a little easier to understand. Is this a relatively new development, like within the last couple of weeks or the last few days or yesterday? I'm going to recommend, and I'm going to add in your comments, that you give us a date to bring it into present tense time, because you refer to things that happened in 2009 and 2003. Are you talking about, just bringing that up, or are you talking about a new development that's just recently occurred? Because I don't keep up with sports, and many of our readers in the newspaper don't either. So you're going to have to be there, bring this is what's happening now, and then give the history like you did here. Okay, so figure out where in the beginning part of your opening sentence, you can give us a date of when these new issues have occurred, if they're new at all. If it's just recently come up again, or are you talking about some history? You know what I mean? Okay. Anybody else have any other comments?
No, I'm cool. I think I love what you said.
Okay. I think this was a good job. I feel you did a very good job. There are a few little lumps and bumps, but that's to be expected, and we'll work those out. Work those out with you.
I do have one just a recommendation, it's not a criticism. All articles should have a title. So I didn't get what the title of your article was. Okay. And I want you to check to see, I don't know if it is, because I was getting the other page up, which is up. But also check to see, are you using the pyramid structure in your initial paragraph? The last one is a question to you, Abdul. The inverted pyramid structure that you learned about.
No, I wasn't. This was actually based off of a format that Michael Wilbon, he's another sports reporter that he writes in. So.
Yeah, but again, part of what we want you to know how to do is, you have a good catchy lead, and you remember what the inverted pyramid is? Yes, Nima. Please do. Do you know what the Abdullah, what the inverted pyramid is in terms of writing a newspaper?
No, I didn't memorize it.
Well, you have to. So go back to your notes on the link that I gave you, because if you're writing again, writing the features and the investigative pieces are going to take a different format than writing these. Okay. Go back to the text chat. You'll find it on the page. You know, I want you to start keeping up with your links, brother. Okay.
Since I'm using a new computer, I don't have any of the text chat or anything.
I see. Well, now here's what you got to do, and this is why. All your things that you save, text chat, and all for this class is supposed to be where?
On the wiki.
Thank you very much. So that is device independent. Okay. So maybe your classmates can help you out. Well, actually, you'll find the link to it because I put it up that time. But you ought to put it up under your name on the text chat, so that you know, and so that sometimes if a classmate's missing, absent that day, they know that somebody recorded it. That's where you help each other, and you can sometimes depend on them. But every student is required and asked to put their text chat and keep it up, and with a page that's a text chat page, so there's a link to it. But if you go to the WWP page, you'll see under... I think it's under WWP. Let me see. Is it assignments? No. Let me find that page, and I'll put it there for you so you can find it there. ASNTC. Okay, so that's the... all right. You'll see it right under the assignments. You're going to see WWPTC. That's when I'm and Mama Maat include one. That's so you can get there.
I'm sorry, Baba. What did you say I need to do?
Nothing. You know, right now I was talking to Abdullah, and you can go on and write the chat.
Okay,
you go on.
I have a couple of housekeeping issues. Okay. I'd like to insert right now. Okay, yeah. I want you all to know that the 2011 assignment page is up, and it's in your Writing with Purpose site. So you can go there now. You can find out what your current assignments are, and you can also see the past assignments since we started up this semester. And you also need to post your... worksheet and assignment sheet links in there so that I can begin to correct and grade and give you all credit for the work and the assignments that are out there now before we get too far down the line. Also, we're going to start up with our vocab. We left off at vocabulary exercise number 5. So I want you this week to review that, because next week you're going to be doing... you're going to have tests, I think, next week. It's either Monday or Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday. And also, there's another grammar section that we've added on to your work. It's called Grammar Girls. The link is in your assignment sheet page. You are to do to study the first 4 Grammar Girl tips and be prepared to be tested on them along with your vocabulary work, your vocabulary test. On, I think, next Wednesday. Okay. If you have any questions, you have my phone number. You all can call me at any time. I'm going to put my phone number in the text in the box below here. And I want you all to know that I'm available to you all 24/7. But I can tell you that after 11 o'clock p.m., I can't guarantee the quality of conversation you'll get from me, but I surely will answer the phone and say hello. Okay?
All right, folks, let's we'll get back to your articles in a second. Let's also go to the Writing with Purpose page on the wiki so that we can go over this course. Welcome, Alma. How are you doing, my sister?
Good. I'm back.
So you going to stay with us an extra 30 minutes today, or just stuff happened?
Stuff happened. Sorry.
All right. Okay. And this stuff is stuff that happens that your mother and your instructors know about, right?
Sorry, I didn't hear that. Can you say that again, please?
I said this is stuff that's happening that they know about, right? That your mother and your instructors.
Yes.
All right, great. All right, click on that link, everyone, we're going to go over the iStudent News, this, and then I'm going to leave you with Mama Ma'at, and y'all can continue with the articles that you have and the work that you were doing. And Amma, you'll need to get from her what she just went over about the assignment page and that kind of thing like that. Let me know when you're there, please.
There.
Okay, Mama Ma'at, if anything I forgot, when I started doing this, you and I had also had some writing, so you may have some other things for your notes, okay? If you scroll down to the mind map, those of you who know me know I love doing mind maps, let's go over this, okay? Right now, iStudent News is what it's called. On the website, it's iStudent Voices, and we still may work on that. First publication date is 2 weeks from this Friday. Excuse me, a week from Friday. So not this Friday, but next Friday it's on. I am taking all of your, those of you who went to websites as you were asked, identified what you liked about those websites, put that on your newspaper ideas page and put that link where I get it. I've been there to those of you who've done that work. And as I build the site, I will take those in consideration. Building the site is not a part of this class, although if any of you who want to be a part of that, you can let me know. It's not a requirement. Okay, you do. Excellent. All right. Then we'll need to create that. Okay. Anybody else who wants to be a part of the building of the site, let me know and we got it. Right now it's, Abdullah and myself. Abdullah, you've been putting, Mika Abdullah. Would you rather us call you Mika, or Mika Abdullah, or you just, is that an indication of a preference change?
It's not a preference change. It's Micah, not Mika. No, it's not a preference change. Just you can call me Abdullah, it's okay. I mean,
so whatever you prefer, brother. If you prefer Abdullah, then you Abdullah. I apologize. Okay. Let's look at here. Let's start with some of the basic requirements, okay? You will have an article every week. Where is that? Someplace. Anyway, every week you'll be responsible for an article. Every month you will be responsible where you see teams, investigative team. So every month you will be a part of an investigative team, investigating either doing a feature or investigative piece, there will be two people assigned together to do that research and do that writing. So you got to know how to work as a team to get that done. Three of you, that is three teams, will be or six students will be involved in the investigative or feature writing, and another two students will be engaged in investigation that leads to a debate. Okay, so every month we're going to have a debate and or we'll have an investigative or feature article. What's a feature article? Look right up. 5 pages or 10 pages double space. So five single or 10 double space pages in Microsoft Word. I don't have this, so put in your notes. Maximum 12-point type. It can be 10 to 12.
Excuse me, Bob. What's the publication date for our first newspaper? Is that February the 4th or the 10th? I don't have a calendar handy. Do you remember what we did? I don't see it in my notes.
The Friday is the 4th. It's January 4th.
February the 4th.
January 4th. Oh, excuse me.
It'd have to be February the 4th.
It sure would be. Mm-hmm. If this is not a slow start this year, I don't know what it is. All right, February the 4th. Okay, so everybody's following. Your features will be 5 pages. Single space, 10 pages, double space. It could be greater than that, but minimal, that's that. Okay. Also, look up your sources. For the feature pages, your sources must have at least 5 sources, and 2 interviews, okay? They can be personally conducted interviews, local, national, international, and familiar interviews. You can use a telephone, you can use email, you can use the web conference room. You also have 5 sources. We want you to mix books, journals, blogs, newspapers, magazines, etc. All right. Any questions so far? We've covered once a week news articles. We've covered once a month either investigative feature presentations or debate. Let me tell you a little bit about where you see debate team over there down bottom right where it says parents suggest, students suggest, community suggest. WWP teachers should be decide. We're going to, for debate topics, we're going to ask your parents what they think. We're going to ask you what you think of debate topics. We're going to ask the community to suggest some debate topics. What are the kinds of things you need to be debating and researching? And also, and then we'll ask other faculty, Brother Balagoon and Sister Aprili, etc. Then, Sister Mama Aya, and I will decide. All right.
Okay, excuse me, Bob. One quick question. The publication is going to be coming out once a week, right? Once it starts on Friday, February the 4th, then the next publication will be Friday, February the 11th, or.
That's right. It's a weekly publication. Weekly publication, which means you want to get ahead of the game. So one thing about newspapers, they always roll. So you know, can't be any slouching on this. All right, let's go over to editor's meeting. So you know, up top left. Once a week, there needs to be a meeting where the students will meet and the you'll decide certain things like what's the front page going to be like? What are there going to be polls? One of the things that I think Abdullah said he liked about a site is doing survey polls, so that people come to your site, they able to can weigh in what their opinion is and see what other people's opinion is on certain topics. So what is going to be the survey topic or the poll for this week is something that you decide. Like what is going to be the features? So you have certain things that you might be interested in, but you also may begin to say, you know what, this is what is hot in the industry, or this is what's going on in the public's eye, or this is the kind of thing. So you're going to have a discussion about that. Also, you're going to, although everybody will submit headlines for their articles, you're going to discuss headlines, all right? Because in newspaper business, headlines are critical. That's what grabs people's eye. No headlines, no reading. No reading, no paper. And then also, you may discuss some projection of ideas or articles that are needed in order for the paper to you know, do what you want to do or say or be relevant and that kind of thing. Now, the student editor, I mean, the ultimate editing will be, will be Mama Ma'at and myself. And again, this is not a democratic process. This is a metaphor that we're using in the class. But the student editor in chief, will be Safia. Okay? And her job will be to facilitate the editor's meeting, it actually will be the writer's meeting, but everybody will weigh in on these kinds of topics. Also, you see under there guest contributors. guest contributors you may also talk about during the writers' meeting, where you may have some people you want to solicit some of their writing. Sometimes people have written some older articles or previous articles that you want to include. Others you may want them to write something that's fresh, and that's something to also be talked about in your writers' meeting. Let's see here. The only thing that's left on this little mind map piece is the focus, tone, and grammar labs. Let me stop before I do those to back off. See, are there any questions, any comments? How you feeling? Are you feeling joyful? Are you feeling powerful? Are you feeling scared? Any thoughts and feelings? Everybody respond.
I don't have any questions.
Feelings.
Peaceful, I guess. I mean, I'm not really feeling anything about this.
Hey, peaceful is cool. Come on, folks, fire up the talk now button. You know, blow it up.
I'm excited.
Thank you. Safia, Abdullah.
I'm sorry. I'm feeling peaceful.
Beautiful thing. Peaceful is a beautiful thing. Come on, Abdullah.
I'm okay. I'm more excited about the building the website so I can get some website building experience.
That's fine.
Bamba, we need to let them know what the various sections of the newspaper will include, the sections that will have standing sections outside of your feature investigative report, because each of you is going to be required from 1 week to the next to choose one of those subject headlines and write an article on it. Here are the headlines that Bob and I have come up with. I think they are these negotiable, Bob, or are these pretty much set in stone? Yeah, the sections.
No, those are going to be there. We may, you know, there can be under features and other stuff that we can also open to some others, but clearly we got to cover these. You say I'll type. Let's roll.
Okay, because I do type slower. We have technology section. We're going to have a technology section, a sports section. Oh, you all can't hear me, can you? I forgot to hold the 10 down. Okay,
I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you.
Oh, okay. We're going to have technology, sports. We're going to have an entertainment section, which will cover reviews for video games or movies or new videos out. But it'll be in the entertainment area, okay? We're also going to have a health section, a financial section, and last but not least, an educational section, okay? So those are the sections that you'll be required to write on at least one of those sections each week. Now we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 6 sections, so each week one of you all will have one of those sections that you'll have to pull something together and prepare it for publication for that coming Friday.
One more, Mama. I just that we missed in our late night preparation, international/diaspora.
Okay, well now, can that not be incorporated in of the other sections? I mean,
which one do you recommend?
Your section. Well, I'm saying like in any of them, there, you know, this stuff happens all over the world in all those various areas. So if you want to come across something, you know, that's happening in Africa that you think is a good health issue, or there's some financial things going on. Yeah, you can open it up like that.
Okay.
Because that will certainly give us that rounded, you know, diasporic sense or tone.
Okay, I got it. So the international and diaspora will be a part of the tone. So during some of the writers' meetings, people will say, you know what, I don't think we have covered anything or what's going on in Haiti or what's going on with Africans in Britain okay, so that can be there. Well, then there's still, like, so I like that. That's great. Now,
But
I got it. But one other thing that's not clear in terms of the in terms of what we laid out, and it might be able to be covered. It's kind of like, and so we'll play with this, politics, and I don't mean just politics as in who's been voting, but it's kind of like, what's the, yes, music is included in entertainment. Where would you put, like, if you're dealing with the baby doc being sent back to Haiti, I don't have a section. We have finance, but don't quite have a section that deals with kind of politics, power, and power struggles. Mama Ayamat?
Oh, I'm sorry. You asked me a question? I thought you were making a comment. So we're going to put that in as another section, right?
Yes, politics. Okay. And in this case, we're not just talking about elected office stuff, okay? For students, I want you all to know, we're talking about power and power dynamics. When you want to talk about what's going on within the having to do with power, and that can be, and it's not just getting legislative, it can also be dealing with the power dynamics, and again, that's here and or diaspora international. If you're talking about some of the recent ones, no. I'd love for you to tell me about it. Tell us about it.
Now?
Sure. Tell me. Give us your 25 words or less version.
I don't have much information on it. It's just that some people who are practicing voodoo have been lynched and lit on fire recently in Haiti.
I didn't aware of the latest group, but part of American white far right movement has been to create and ferment it's not dark magic stuff. You'll get to learn more about it, son. And notice her spelling and your spelling are the same thing. Voodoo is a legitimate religious piece, and it's good for you to know the difference and the distinguish between the typical European projection of dark magic stuff. I mean, what can be darker than? No, don't let me get going. But no, it's not that. Okay. All right. I'm back. All right, folks. So you got a sense of that. You already were told about Grammar Girl. Most of you, or some of you, all of you have gone to it. You will have those your Grammar Girl entries. If you haven't been, Mama Ma has the link. I'm going to bid farewell to you for the rest of this class. I'm going to leave you in good hands. Do you have any questions about the scope of the student news? Anything that you want to ask me before I go?
Okay, so is everybody going to write about a different thing each week, or is it like one person is responsible for each section? Is it like a rotation thing?
That was a good question. I'm not sure it will be rotation, but I'm not sure if it should be every week a rotation or every month, Baba, in terms of they may take, like, say for example, they may take a health piece that may be rather long. They may want to break it up. We did? Okay, I don't remember that. So,
what we did, what we said is that you're going to do four articles, okay, within a particular area, all right? That's those weekly articles. Then you shift, because we don't want Jez Abdullah to be writing about Lance Armstrong and or the other sports folks, okay? He has to, all right, no, not four articles in a week. One article a week, they'll be published. Four articles over, so that's over 4 weeks. So next month, you're going to shift. And next month, you're going to shift. What it means is certainly we don't have 6 more months in school. I don't think. Maybe we do. Anyway, so everybody will shift, but we want to give you some experience of how do you begin to stretch out. If you're writing technology, you know, the more you write about it, the more you know about it and know the different ways to write about the technology. So you don't just write one article about it. You're going to write 4 articles about it, and then we're going to rotate and rotate. But the key is, as you are looking at a particular area, we want you to study how do you write about technology different than you might write about sports, different than you might write about politics. Okay, that's why we don't want you to just do one article on it. Great question, Nima. And yes, Mama, that's why you remember that now.
No, but that's fine. Today, each one of you all is going to pick a topic. And Baba, I remember we said something about them working as teams. Was that just for the...
Yep, just for the feature.
The team was just for the investigative, or was it teaming up in terms of the sections also?
Nope, teaming up. Teaming up was investigative, though certainly I'm open for a change. It was investigative, although I'm not opposed to that, but what we had so far is that when you're doing debates, so somebody will decide two people are going to debate each other, okay? That's going to be decided today. And the features, the investigative / feature pieces. Again, those are submitted, although they won't be listed like that in the article, when it's published. Those are 5 single space pages, with those, and we may be more than that as we get going, because you got 2 people working on it. And mainly the key is, don't worry about the pages, worry about the coverage. Worry about how well you cover, you're investigating something, you're worrying about how well you have the readers understand it. And if that ends up being 20 pages, then fine, it's 20 pages, you know. Don't be scared of the number of pages. Focus on covering the subject. Okay. One thing that didn't cover that you see there is tone, focus and tone. You continue to grow in your awareness of, and this is something that you'll also talk about in your writer's meeting. It's erroneously called editor's meeting there. This will be changed. Is the African Senate. What's the relevance of this to African people, to students, to parents? Even if the article is not about African people, how do you relate the subject, the topic, to us, okay, to what's important to us, to what's important for us to know? And what you see is education first over entertainment. Entertainment is cool, but entertainment in our New Student News will never take precedent over the other areas, okay? Now, if you go to CNN or ESPN, ESPN is about sports. That's the tone. If it gives you anything else, that's gravy. You go to CNN. CNN also has a sports section, but that doesn't take precedent over the others. Okay, it's international news, etc. Okay, so in terms of our tone, you want to have that, and you'll continually be learning and discussing: is this covered from an African-centered perspective, or how would I cover this differently from an African-centered perspective? All right, do y'all understand that? That's going to be an ongoing part of your discussions in the writers' meeting. You can decide the writers' meetings will probably be Thursday afternoon, 2 o'clock. 2:20, because you get out of Kiswahili at 2:15. You take a 5-minute break and you go 2:20 to 3:30. If you may not need that long, if you don't, you'll split that time between your test prep, okay? To 3:30, Alma. If you cannot make that, then you're going to need to figure out how to get your feedback in and communicate with the rest of the students your ideas so that they can be considered in that meeting. Okay? You got that, Alma?
Okay, Baba, we're going to be choosing the sections and the feature for the next month. Do you want to be involved in that, or should we go? Does it matter?
No, nah, just make it good. You're gonna be doing debate,
okay.
All right. So don't give me no junk stuff. You know, because I don't want to have to come and override enough. So something that's really needs to be debated. Okay, something that's a real topic. Okay, no shine away stuff. And Alma, you cannot disappear because of debate. Okay, you just got that's part of your school and part of your development, so you can get to it. I think y'all are aware of some issues that need to be debated. You are debating not only to help you learn debate, but you're going to be publishing these debates. We're going to have them verbally, inviting people to it, and they're going to be recorded so that people can, our community can begin to be enlightened. One of the reasons that a newspaper or when there's a presidential debate, they have those things not only to show which is the best candidate, but also to raise issues. So you want to debate something that our community needs to talk about. That's an issue in our community. And so they need some more illumination about. All right. I'm excited. And Abdullah, I'll get with you on the website. Because that will be a side piece. You will also get credit for working on that. That there's a whole tech part of our transcript is. You get a grade on your technologically growth and savvy, okay? That's fine, and you can be a part of that as well. So I'll let you know which of some of the formats that we're using, and we could go from there. All right? All right, Mama, if y'all are done and ready and excited, okay, then you can take me out. Take you out where?
Yeah, I had said I wanted to be part of that web design also, but since Alma and Abdul are going to do that, then, let them go ahead and deal with that. I put it in the text chat further up.
There's more than enough work if you want to do it.
Well, then leave me in.
Okay, you don't have to worry about being crowded now.
But I'm wanting to give the students, I'm old timer, so if I never know how to design a web, it'll be okay.
It won't be okay if you're a teacher at our education institute.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. Part of what we teach is we teach how do you use this medium to educate and to liberate. Students, I'm
all
excited.
Right.
Please read the rest of your articles and do not get behind, okay? So if you don't have your articles now, talk to Mama Ott and all of that. It's 9:58. You got 32 more minutes in the class. Take care.
Yeah, we're going to knock this out. Okay. Call Harry Bob. All right, folk. We've got to do three things in the next 30 minutes. One, we've got to determine what articles are going to be written about, what sections are we going to try to put into the newspaper, the publication for Friday, the 4th of February. You all have seen the six or seven sections we got. Pick one. Let me know what you want to write on. And type it in the text chat so we'll have a record of it.
I want to do entertainment.
Okay. Nima, you're going to do entertainment. Who's next? Okay, Abdullah, you want to do sports, entertainment, and health? All right, well, we'll see what others choose, and then maybe if someone wants to. I know sports is your stronghold, so if someone else wants to do, since we already have an entertainment, why don't you... we'll hold your you can do entertainment for the next go round and deal with video games and anything else you want to do. How's that? And see, that'll give you a month to prepare to be working on the your entertainment sections. Okay, Safiya, you're going to do technology. Yes, it can include art. A form of entertainment because there's all kinds of art forms. All right, so far we have, let me see, Alma is going to be entertainment. Abdullah will be sports. Nima is going to do... I'm sorry.
Oh, my thing was this, since there's like the entertainment section and then there's subsections under entertainment like music, video games, and there's something else, movies, then can you like split that up?
For starters, we're going to try to keep it pretty simple for this first month, but in y'all's writers' meetings, you all can discuss, you know, getting more detail. But for right now, we're going to just pick a section that you want that you're going to write about, and let's do it. Okay, now, I'm getting a little confused here. Ama, you had said entertainment, but Nima, you want... Okay, you both had said it. Okay, everybody, we only need one article. Okay, Nima asked first. So, Nima, you'll do entertainment. Okay. And then, so what's left? Oh, who's left? Safia, have you picked a topic yet? Hello, Safia?
She chose technology.
Oh, okay. All right, now let me run through this real quick. Ama is going to be entertainment. Abdullah will be sports. Nima will be... No, I'm sorry. Nima's going to be entertainment. Abdullah, sports. Safia, technology. And Ama, what were you going to write on? What did you decide to do? Okay. Health. All right, so we don't have no educational input, and there'll be no political input. All right. Well, for starters, we'll do this, but we may have to change that. Or what we could do, well, that's true, too. There are a couple other people that aren't here. And actually, we could make the feature, if you all want to, you can take and make that feature investigative article, a political piece, or an educational piece. Okay. All right, we got that done. Now, what topic would you all like to work on, and who's going to team up to work on the investigative article?
Do you mean what topic within the sections that we chose?
That's a good question. I don't think that it has to be confined to those sections that we already have. I mean, it can be, but it does not have to be. It can be anything that you all think you would like to do some, you know, serious investigation and reporting on, and it may not fall under any of these of the sections we have, although the sections that we have are fairly comprehensive, but, you know, not necessarily. So why don't we do a quick brainstorm as to possible topics that you all would like to do an investigative report on. Type them in your text chat. I'm going to type up one, and you all can... just a suggestion, okay? Okay, I want each one of you to throw an idea into the hopper, okay? Yeah, but I need you to throw something else in, Ama. Each one of you pick something and it not be the same as... I mean, if you like somebody else's, maybe that's what you'll vote for in the end, but I want you, each one of you, to put something in there, okay? We've got... Who else needs to rein in? Nima? Okay. Abdullah, well, they're thinking, what about the entertainment? What about the inner workings of Disney? What is that all about? I don't have any idea of that.
What they are really about, like some of their subliminal messages that they have in the movies, what movie goes on, because they have this like picture, perfect, squeaky clean image with the public. Of, like, they're all kid-oriented and they're all fun and friendly, but what are they really about?
Okay. All right, I'm going to here. The iPhone app that can read your mind. Okay. We're waiting for one more. Who hasn't fed in yet? Nima, are you still thinking?
I can't really think of any suggestions.
Nima, I know that with that brain of yours, I know there's something, some question, some issue that you have that you would like to know more about or read more about or see more about, something in this universe. And that's what we're asking you to get to share at least one of those things with us.
I mean, the ones that people already put in, those are good with me.
Right, but that's not what I'm asking. I'm not asking for you to agree with anything anybody else has put in. I'm asking you to put something in. Throw something in a hopper. Okay, the new PSP coming out. I don't know what that means. I'm an old timer. What does that mean? What does that mean, y'all?
It's a portable game system. It's a portable game system.
I'm sorry?
It's a portable game system.
Okay, now this you think is a good, you think this would be a good topic for the Aya News, Aya Student News, an investigative feature on a new video game system coming out. So it's like another version of the Xbox or whatever it is, those other ones, y'all. I don't keep up with them. The last thing I remember is the Xbox. Okay. Thanks. And the only reason I remember that is because that was about the last one before my son graduated from worrying me about getting him one to getting his own. Okay, let's take a vote on which one we're going to choose, and I need two people to volunteer to write to start working on that investigative feature.
I say the Disney one, and I'm up for working on it too.
Okay, so we have so who was the other person?
I think Amma.
Amma and Abdullah. Okay, and now give me the top of the title or the headline for that article. So when I report back to Baba, he'll at least understand it whether I do or not.
Something like maybe the inner workings of Disney, what they are really about.
Okay, the inner workings of Disney. And I guess the question is, are they really, is it really kids oriented? Is that really kind of where you all are going with that?
Basically, we're just trying to smash that squeaky clean image that they have right now.
Okay, so then the issue is whether or not it's really fit, whether what Disney is producing now is really fit for the child audience that they're targeting. Okay, so write that in the text chat. That'll be the thrust of your. And Amma, did you agree to go ahead and work with Abdullah on that?
Sure.
Okay, great. So we've got the first team. All right, Abdullah, write that in the text chat, that what your focus is in terms of the inner workings of Disney. Okay, real quick. And then we'll move to the debate topic.
Could you say it one more time?
Could I say what one more time?
You're talking about, after I said the Disney title, you're saying, you're explaining, basically kind of rewording what I said. I forget how you put it.
Right. I think the reason why, what does it say? Amma, please put your mother and sister and Baba's email in the text chat. I don't think they've been getting the email. Did you see that, Amma? Just came in from Baba with Kes?
Yes, I see it.
Okay. All right. Back to you, Abdullah. the question, I think the issue here is whether the Disney name, well, no, that, let me tell you, because I have to remember what I said. The issue is whether Disney is actually producing media fit for children. Are their programs really fit for the group that that has been targeted supposedly under the Disney name? You'll have to play with that. That's the idea. That's what I'm thinking. That's, I think that's what my understanding of what you're going to be, you are going to be kind of talking about. Right, exactly. And that's going to be, right, but, and I'm saying that's what your investigative report is going to look into and to, you know, basically be almost like a mini expose of that, that they're not really doing that. You know, the fact that historically they have been doing that, and even maybe when you look back at some of the old stuff, you may discover that even back then with Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, even maybe back then, those ain't olden days, they may not really have been, they may have been messages, okay, but Lion King is early. It's much later. I'm saying you all are going to have to go back to, you know, look at some of the old stuff, because some of the old stuff may not have been fit for the audience of that time either. And then you would track, as you go through your investigative reporting and reviews and research, you'd be able to track when did Disney change from really being for children, and when did they change, and why did they change, and how did they change? When did that change occur? And then you track that change up to where we are now. Okay? So that's going to be some research. Now, I don't recall if Baba told you what were the expectations and the research. We were, one of the things you'll need, and I'll try to put this in your assignment sheet. You need to have, try to get two interviews and at least five sources when you in your paper. Try to interview two people, and I think it's in the chart that he showed you, and those interviewees could be, you know, parents, community, professors, or anybody, you know, anybody that has a reasonable, that could reasonably talk about, you know, and give you some good ideas. You may want to talk to, like, your grandparents, because they were the early Disney consumers back in my day. You know, Disney was a little bit behind, came out a little bit before I came on the planet. But, so you may even want to talk to people older than that and get a sense of, you know, what they remembered about the Disney cartoons. That they would go to Saturday afternoon, you pay a nickel and go into the movie and you could stay all day, and a lot of kids did. So there's going to be some real historical things that are going to come out of this investigative report. So I'm looking forward to you all working on it. If you have any questions, like I said, just give me a call. All right, our last thing, and we're making good time. We've got to pick a topic for debate. And actually, the topic can come from the feature article, or you can pick something new to debate about. Okay, let's brainstorm on that. I want each one of you all to throw something into the hopper in the text chat as to what you think would be a good debate topic. Now, this can be, you know, it doesn't have to be real deep, but it has to be something that is serious, has some serious pros and cons to it, and something that you people in your age range and your peer group would be interested in. Okay, trash talk, good or bad for sports? Tell me, what do you mean by that? Should alcohol be legal? Okay. Those are good. Okay, should alcohol be legal or illegal? Okay, Abdullah, he's rolling. Come on, girls. You know, we want the brothers to take the lead, but we got to follow up behind him. Otherwise, he's not going to be leading anybody. How about what should the legal age be? Should it be 18 or 21? Or should it be even higher or lower? I don't know if that's an interest to you all's peer group or not.
Can you repeat what you just said?
I was saying, you know, the age of majority. Okay, Abdul's rolling. Cigarettes, legal or illegal? The age of majority, should it be 18? Should it be 21? Should it be lower, like 15 or higher, 25? I don't know if that interests anybody, but I'm just throwing that out, since nobody else seems to have any ideas or anything. What, do you think that's something I should put in there? Well, no, Nima, we're not going to do that, but you're saying yes, put it in as a possible option, right? Okay. Abdullah, you're rolling, my brother. Come on, ladies. I'm confused. Amma, you saying, are we doing any polls or poetry? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
You mean in terms of the debate topics?
Oh, this is for the debate. I think this is for the newspaper. Okay, I'm sorry.
No. Okay, let me repeat myself. Maybe that's why the ladies haven't been responsive. Right now, we're trying to pick a debate topic. It's 10:21. We've got about 10 minutes. We want to pick a debate topic and a debate team. Okay. No, the debate is not a part of the newspaper. It's separate. It's a separate function that we're going to be doing along with our newspaper. Now, if, you know, the debate issue can come out of sections in the newspaper, but for starters today, we're going to have to decide what we want to do. Okay, Safia, you think that's a strong issue among your peers? Okay. Should cell phones be banned in schools? Okay, fine. Okay, legalization of marijuana. Okay, so has everybody weighed in? Well, yeah, it's obvious answers, Nima, but, you all start really pick up now. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. It is obvious, but, you know, what's obvious to one person may not be that obvious or that clear to someone else, okay? I mean, you know, but at any rate, you all are now going to decide. You've got a number of issues on the table, and unless somebody else is coming up with something else, I want you all to pick what you're going to do and who's going to do it. And then the rest of you all will be judges. Okay? So, which article or which idea that's been thrown out here? Yes, it will be it's pretty much the same process. It won't be just like the last time, because each time it will be a little different. This time it's just going to be two people debating one question, and for open debate, and be judged by their peers. So, what do you mean just going at it? What is that? What do you mean, Abdullah?
Instead of having like to trade paragraphs, or like we did last time, where one person read a section and the other person read a section, or we this time we're just going to be like just going at like straight up, like talking to them instead of reading off our papers.
Well, the way the debate went the first time, I was not familiar with that way. Okay. The way I want to see you all, and I prefer you all to do it, is I want you to write. We're going to do the essay. going to do an outline, and then your essay, and then you're going to use the outline to present a 5 or 10 minute presentation on your position. That presentation will be uninterrupted, and it should flow right along. It should flow right along, point by point, and then you'll stop. All right, and then it'll be the other person's turn to present their points, and those points will be listed in your outline. Pretty much, that's what an outline. Outline is good for two things. It's good for writing, and it's also good for presentations. All right, and then after that, there's a rebuttal period, which is the first person that presented, or the pro, can then present their, you know, their refutations. Con gets a chance to present their refutations, and then the debate is closed. But now with your refutations is where you will come out. Well, you really have to be very extemporaneous. In other words, you'll have to be speaking, unless you've already anticipated, which you should have done anyway, already have anticipated the cons. The question also comes up is, are we going to have, I think you will already know the cons because we're going to be discussing them. Okay. Now, in formal debates, like if you're in a debating team in high school or whatever, you won't know the cons of the other team until they actually present. And I don't know, would you all prefer to do that, or would you prefer, since we are all working together, to know what the cons are and be prepared to alter your counter argument to that con at when it's time for you to do your counter argument, which is.
I don't get it. Could you explain it again?
Okay. There are two ways that you can go into a debate. If it's from a legal perspective, like if you want to pattern your debate after the way arguments are presented on a legal plane, or like in court, every side, both sides know what the other one, each one is going to be saying, and they know what they're going to be saying. So there's no surprises. You're not really allowed to have a lot of surprises in your arguments to the judge and to the jury. There's very strict rules of evidence that prohibit that. So it doesn't get to a point where you can blow somebody out of the water with some con. In a legal thing, it's the strength and the strength of your arguments that. Oh, okay, Amma. It's the strength of your argument. So catch up, Amma, with the others, okay? It's the strength of your argument that is going to make the difference. All right. But in a debating team, like if you're on a debating team, you really won't know what the counter arguments are to the topic that you're going to be debating until they're actually presented in the debate forum. And then you have to hopefully know enough about your subject and have anticipated the cons to be able to make a reasonable, rational presentation in support of your going against the other side. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. And I think the legal way would probably be better because we're in a small class and we need to share and what have you. So I'm gonna go with that. If anybody has any problems with that, you need to voice it now. Otherwise, forever hold your peace and just do it. Okay. I guess that means we're gonna just do it. So the topic for debate will be. Okay, what is the topic again? I'm so busy talking, I didn't keep track of. What do we decide that you're all going to talk about?
We haven't.
I'm sorry?
We haven't chose a topic yet. We just gave a few of our ideas.
Oh, well, no wonder I can't remember what it was. Okay, so what do you all want to talk about? Let's do this quickly because we're out of time.
I would... the trash talk one, the music influence, and the, I like this, legalization of marijuana one, too.
My preference is I'm leaning towards the music, the quality, the pros and cons of modern day music or the hip hop or whatever it is. That's what I would like to hear a debate on.
Oh, okay.
Should alcohol be legal or illegal, and the age issue? All right, you all need to pick a topic, and you need to decide who's gonna work together on it. Now, Abdullah and Amma, since they're already going to be working on the feature, you are excluded from the debate. So that's gonna leave Nima and Safia, I guess. I forgot Ayanda and Tavon. All right, well, let's get with the topic first, and then if I have to pull together a team, I will. I'll just tell you who it is. But you all get a chance to at least choose what you're going to be talking about. So give me something, Nima, Safia. Pick something you want to talk about, because you may be the ones that are chosen to do it.
Right, I was thinking that it should be fair that me and Safia be excluded from this one since we did the last one. Maybe, like,
You're already excluded because, you mean you and Safia? You're saying you and Safia? Okay, go ahead, hon.
I said, yeah, yes, me and Safia should be excluded since we did the last one. And I don't know, like, maybe you should choose somebody that hasn't done one yet.
Good point. Give me the topic, guys, and then I'll take it from there. I'll send you all an email or who's been chosen for the debate. Okay.
Okay.
I need a consensus.
I say the music influence.
Is everybody with that? Give me a yes or no, and Abdullah, put it in the text chat.
My vote is for the music influence.
I need it in a text chat, guys. Okay. A vote for music. Safia, you can vote, even though you'll be excused.
I vote for music, too.
All right, well, we got two for the music influence, one for the alcohol, so with music influence it will be. Okay, somebody type in the text chat real quick exactly what the topic of the debate will be. Okay, Abdullah, I'll ask you to do that since you basically, I think you were the one that put it out there, didn't you? Whoever put it out there, give me the topic. Great. All right. So that's the topic: music influence on today's youth, positive or negative. And I'll let you all know who's going to be doing. I've got it. Music influence on today's youth, positive or negative. I will take that to Baba Wakesa, and we will let you all know who will be the people that will be responsible for preparing for the debate. And Safia and Abdullah, you all will be excluded since you did do the last debate. Okay? All right, I'm going to let you go so you can get some time out before your next class. I will talk with you all Wednesday. Kwaheri.